This is a sermon from the archives of the First Congregational United Church of Christ in Algona, Iowa. Our legacy project reminds you that God is still speaking and no one is a stranger.
Our first reading this morning comes from the Gospel of Luke. While some people were speaking about how the temple was adorned with costly stones and votive offerings, Jesus said, "All that you see here, the days will come when there will not be left a stone upon another stone that will not be thrown down." Then they asked him, "Teacher, when will this happen? And what sign will there be when all these things are about to happen?" He answered, "See that you are not deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he, the time has come.' Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for such things must happen first, but it will not immediately be the end." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be powerful earthquakes, famines, and plagues from place to place, and awesome sights and mighty signs will come from the sky. Before all this happens, however, they will seize and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and to prisons, and they will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. It will lead to your giving testimony. Remember, you are not to prepare for your defense beforehand, for I myself will give you a wisdom in speaking that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. You will even be handed over by parents, relatives, and friends. They will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair on your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives." Our affirmation of faith is in your bulletin. Let's rise and join together in our affirmation of faith. Jesus taught us to speak of hope as the coming of God's kingdom. We believe that God is at work in our world, turning hopeless and evil situations into good. We believe that goodness and justice will triumph in the end, and that tyranny and oppression cannot last forever. One day, all tears will be wiped away. The lamb will lie down with the lion, and justice will roll down like a mighty stream. True peace and true reconciliation are not only desired, they are assured and guaranteed in Christ. This is our faith. This is our hope. Amen.
Our focus scripture for the morning comes from the 65th chapter of the prophet Isaiah, verses 17 through 25. Probably one of the more familiar pieces or sections of scripture from Isaiah. We've heard it before. It comes around in the lectionary every time, every 3 years at this time. Hear the words of the prophet. "Look, I'm creating a new heaven and a new earth. Past events won't be remembered. They won't come to mind. Be glad and rejoice forever in what I'm creating, because I'm creating Jerusalem as a joy and her people as a source of gladness. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and be glad about my people. No one will ever hear the sound of weeping or crying in it again. No more will babies live only a few days, or the old fail to live out their days. The one who dies at 100 will be like a young person, and the one falling short of 100 will seem cursed. They will build houses and live in them, They will plant vineyards and eat their fruits. They won't build for others to live in, nor plant for others to eat. Like the days of a tree will be the days of my people. My chosen will make full use of their handiwork. They won't labor in vain, nor bear children to a world of horrors, because they will be people blessed by God. They along with their descendants. Before they call, I will answer. While they are still speaking, I will hear. Wolf and lamb will graze together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox. But the snake, its food will be dust. They won't hurt or destroy at any place on my holy mountain, God says. These are the words of our faith. Thanks be to God.
The end is near. The end is near. No, not that end. Not the end of the world. Whenever you hear that, our default is, oh, the end of the world, you know, chaos and the earth's going to fall into a black hole, burn up, whatever. Not that end. But I am serious. God is serious. The end is near. God says so. For Israel, when the prophet Isaiah spoke these words to them, the end meant that the exile that they were in, the misery that they were living in, was about to end. And new things were going to happen. The world as they knew it was going to end. And a new and glorious day of God's vision for God's world was going to take its place. If you stop to think about it, the end is always near. The ends are always near. It's 10:35, 36. The end of the morning is near. Afternoon will be coming soon. The end of the week is near. This is the first day of the week, but the end is coming closer all the time, isn't it? The end of the day. The end of the work day. The end of the work week. The end of the month. Ends are always coming, approaching us. And the signs are always there, by the clock, by our own awareness, by the calendar. 2 weeks from today is the beginning of Advent, the beginning of a new church year. The end of this church year is close by. It's near. I just counted on my fingers. Did you know that Christmas is 6 weeks from today? Christmas Day, 6 weeks from today. Can you believe it? There are always signs that the end of one thing is coming and the beginning of something else is about to start. Even in all the chaos and the sad and terrible things that are happening in our world on a daily basis, God tells us that the end of those days is near. Well, it can't come soon enough for me, God. Let's get on with it. Bring it about. Our faith tells us the thing that we hold on to, the thing that we hope, is that the end is near and that there will be a new beginning, a better world for all of God's children. But it doesn't happen overnight, does it? It's been happening for thousands of years. This end that is coming. There are signs any time that justice prevails, that love is shown, that brothers and sisters get along with one another despite the differences that they might have. Those are the signs that the end is coming. The end of the world as we know it and the end and the beginning of the world that God intends. We have a part in the ending of the current world, in the ending of the way that things are. We play a part in that as we continue to live lives as faithful disciples of Jesus. As we live the way that He has shown us and that God wants us to live, we are the signs. Yes, the end is near. What Isaiah promised Israel is a promise to us as well. There's no looking back. For we look forward to the day that will come at some point. But it is coming. In that we can give thanks to God and rejoice. Amen.
This broadcast is part of the Legacy Project of the First Congregational United Church of Christ of Algona, Iowa, where we continue to remind you that God is still speaking and no one is a stranger.